Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Now, whenever we talk about the bread of life discourses in the Gospel according to St. John, I can't help but have the image in my head of a particular holy icon called the bread of life. Now, this icon has essentially Jesus blessing people, showing him from the waist up, and in the bottom half is the chalice. He literally looks like he's sitting in a chalice. Now, the reason this icon resonates so well with me is because there's a personal attachment to this image. At my ordination, a good pastor and mentor and friend, Pastor John from seminary, who's the pastor at seminary, who's at my ordination, gave this to me as a ordination gift to remind me that I am the steward of God's holy things. I am the minister of word and sacrament. But the bread of life icon is a wonderful visual image of a profound truth of the Christian faith. In the Holy Eucharist, we receive the bread of life, Jesus Christ. We have union with him and share in the life of the Holy Trinity. In Christ, our deepest hunger for true and abundant life with God is satisfied. For the crowd seek Christ because their physical hunger was satisfied. They ate their fill of the loaves Jesus provided for them. See, Jesus knew that he had to calm the cryings of one's stomach, the hunger pains, before he could start speaking more of the truth, to help him see the sign that the feeding of the multitudes would point to. He had to get their minds off of their physical hunger. Now, years ago, in my first call, I did something sort of similar, but not nearly as good as Jesus did. A young man came into the church on Sunday, and he asked if he could have some money to buy food. Now, I usually kept one of those gift cards from the local grocery store with me for that exact purpose. Now, up in Pennsylvania, as some of you who are from there know, there's a separation between beer and liquor and wine and the grocery store. You can't buy beer or anything else alcoholic in the grocery store. So I knew that that gift card could only be used for groceries. So I told the man I had a gift card indeed for him for that purpose, so he could buy food to eat. But before I would give it to him, he had to sit in on my Sunday school class. See, I was thinking maybe he was hungering for the physical food, and maybe I would give him some spiritual food to fulfill that hunger deep within. Now, perhaps maybe I should have just fed the man first so he could better hear the message, like Jesus did. They ate their fill, the physical food, but they did not see the sign. They couldn't see that the miraculous feeding was a sign that pointed to something so much more. They were satisfied with just sustaining their existence. Sir, give us this bread always. But Jesus offers them something much greater, not to exist, but to live, to truly live with meaning and purpose, to live with unimaginable, abounding love toward God and one another. Now, we pride ourselves on our American way of life. We are passionate about our freedoms, our individuality, and our material wealth. We work hard to provide for our physical needs of our family and give our children a chance at a future where nothing is out of their reach. But do all these things fulfill the deepest longing in our hearts and their hearts? Are we working so hard for the food that perishes at the expense of the food that endures for eternal life? And the works of God for eternal life is to believe in Christ, whom God the Father has sent. Now, in my life, it seemed to me the people who were the happiest, the people who had that sense of great peace in the day-to-day, were not always the people that had the most financial means. Usually, it were the people who had a strong faith in Jesus Christ. I've seen people who were diagnosed with cancer, and it was imminent that they would die. And yet each day they saw as a blessing and a gift, and they handled their deaths with courage and a peace that I could not even imagine. That's because they had such a strong faith. Now, I won't mention their names, but some of them went to this church. It's not that they didn't have struggle and pain, and not that they were unrealistic of their situation. But they understood that through their struggles and pain, Christ would give them new life. They had a peace that would only come because they knew Christ. Jesus feeds the crowd's physical hunger so that he can reveal to them that spiritual bread that he offers, which will give them eternal life. Now, strangely, the crowd asked for a sign, which just highlights their ignorance that they couldn't see the sign that Jesus just performed with the miraculous feeding. They compared Jesus to Moses, mentioning how Moses fed their ancestors with manna in the wilderness. But Jesus explains to them, folks, it wasn't Moses, it was God. God's the one who gave bread, the bread from heaven, to your ancestors. The giving of the manna in the wilderness was to show the Israelites the loving presence of God, to provide for and protect his people. And here, Jesus takes them out of their past and into the present, explains to them that the manna in the wilderness points to the true bread from heaven that God is offering you now. Jesus, the Christ, is the bread that comes down from heaven, born from a virgin's womb. He is the bread that gives life to the world, our world. Jesus tells them and us, whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. What the crowd seeks, and what we seek, is our needs be met. But deep down inside of us, we ultimately seek Jesus, who satisfies all our hungers. He opens our eyes to see that we long for more, much more than the way things are, much more than this world and its material things. We all crave to not just exist. Crave to live and to thrive, to have purpose and meaning, to feel that our life in some way has mattered to someone else. We long for a life of peace, resting in the loving arms of God. We long to know that God indeed loves us and cares about us enough that he cares how we end up. In the deepest yearnings of our heart, in the darkest nights of our souls of struggle, we yearn not for what God gives us in his blessings, but Christ, relationship with him. We long for a spiritual life living in the presence of the triune God. Jesus' miracles are signs that point so much more. They reveal the presence and power of God in Christ Jesus to change and transform our lives. Jesus Christ is the bread that we feast on. In reading Holy Scriptures, we feast on the Word of God, the bread of life. In Holy Communion, we are what we eat. We consume Jesus Christ to become little Christ to those in our church and the world. In prayer, we visit with Christ who transforms us by His presence. And so the more we intentionally spend time with Jesus, the more we stand in the presence of God. The more our faith grows and the more we grow like His Son, the more we are able to see not what's on the surface, but see the signs of Jesus Christ's presence in our life. And He continues to illuminate us so that we can see our true selves, to see that what we really desire the most is Christ and to be loved by Him. To believe in Jesus Christ is to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, a relationship of trust in Him above all things else. It's trusting that He will provide for our physical and spiritual needs. It also means that that relationship has commitment, like any other. In that relationship, our identity is changed. You're now the people of God, bearers of Christ to the world. Through the Holy Spirit, we have the presence of Jesus Christ living in us. And in working for the well-being of those in need, seeking justice and mercy for the oppressed, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, showing kindness to others, and helping to build community where others try to tear it down, we offer the world Jesus the Christ, who is the bread of life. We offer others an opportunity to know they are loved, to know that Jesus Christ loves them. We offer others the opportunity to experience the power of transformation that comes from His abundant, amazing love. We offer them the opportunity to not just exist, but to live with abundance, to live, truly live in eternity now and forever. Amen.